listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, February 2nd, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday was a jam-packed day for Northwestern Athletics. The Schiller Duels, the annual fencing competition that brings together teams from universities from across the country, hosted by Northwestern in the Ryan Fieldhouse, concluded last night. Both the men's and women's basketball teams lost this weekend. The men against Washington on Saturday and the women against Indiana yesterday. Today, the women's golf team are in Puerto Rico competing in the Purdue-Puerto Rico Classic. Tonight at 8 p.m., Northwestern's jazz small ensembles will perform the music of Miles Davis, who would have been 100 this year. Two different ensembles will perform. It will all take place in the McClintock Room in the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Center for the Musical Arts. This weekend in Evanston, community members led protests against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers. From the Weber Arch on Northwestern's campus to Evanston Township High School to Saturday's protest ride throughout the city, discontent about the killings of two American citizens and more have become increasingly loud over the past few weeks. In Chicago last Friday, Metropolitan Capital Bank and Trust shut down. All of its deposits were acquired by another bank in Detroit. This is the first American bank to fail in 2026. A Democratic upset in a red Texas district this past weekend points to political uncertainty as the midterms approach later this year. 33-year-old Taylor Ramette is a union leader and was running for the first time in that district near Fort Worth. This shakeup leaves the Republican Party's political future relatively uncertain as discontent with the Trump administration increases. Ramette will be a state senator. Today is National Tater Tot Day, National Heavenly Hash Day, and National Ukulele Day. It is also Groundhog Day. Just after 7 a.m. Eastern Time, Pakistani Phil emerged from his hibernation in western Pennsylvania. If he saw a shadow, that means that we will have 6 more weeks of winter. But if he didn't, we will experience an early spring. And after a very cold Evanston January, I hope that his shadow doesn't make an appearance. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories like this on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.